The director of the film is Betty Thomas. She started her TV career as an actress on Hill Street Blues in the role of Lucy Bates. Then she moved into the director's chair, working on such TV series as Doogie Howser, Midnight Caller, and Dream On. Betty Thomas, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry.
This should be interesting. You, the director of the Brady Bunch movie, I understand used to not watch the series when it was on, and neither did I, your interviewer.
Oh, great.
I've since seen some episodes and saw your movie, but what were you doing when the series was on that caused you to not watch it?
I guess I was finishing college, probably. Yeah, I was in college anyway.
How did the series look to you now? Did it look like, did it look funny? Did it look silly?
No, it probably looked the same way it looked to you, Terry. It doesn't strike me as a very funny series. I mean, I say it's hypnotic. It mesmerizes. I don't know. I see little show, even the movie. I tried to get the pacing of the show. It was never a very fast paced show, but there's something about that I think is right. It was right for the show. And so I did, when they were in the house, I tried to pace it the same as the show, besides shoot it the same, have it look the same. And
I was thinking that for the auditions, you must have had people smile a lot, since everybody in the Brady's has to smile all the time. Particularly, my favorite smiler in the movie was the guy who played Greg. So did you have them smile for the auditions?
Pretty much. I mean, what I had them do is everyone knew they were supposed to look like their respective Brady character, and I had the series playing on a television out in the waiting room, and I kept it running in a loop over and over again so that everyone that was out there would have to see some of the series. And I advised them to watch it before they came in, and as soon as they were there, if anybody came back for a callback, I sent them home with their little package of six shows to look at over and over and over again. I really thought that the voices were important, to get the voices right, and I don't know, I felt I had this feeling that if kids who had seen reruns came to the movie, that they should feel immediately comfortable with the people who were playing. In other words, feel immediately that they're there with the Bradys, not with some imposters trying to be the Bradys. So having them look exactly the same was pretty important.
So, you know, Sherwood Schwartz, who was the creator of the Brady Bunch, also co-produced the movie. So did he draw
really?
The...
No, I mean that.
So did he draw the line on how much you could mock the
No,
characters?
He did. You have to understand Hollywood, or someone has to understand it. I certainly do not understand it. Sherwood Schwartz, I could count it on my hands how many times I met with Sherwood. It was not really a Sherwood Schwartz production in that he did not have control of the movie in any way. On the other hand, I would say this, that you know, I listened to Sherwood the few times that he did have something to say, and I didn't always follow his advice, but I listened.
What kind of advice did he give you?
Well, he had things that he thought were, he was very intent on not on being careful of how we made fun of the Bradys. And he was nervous about Marcia having a sexually confused best friend. He was nervous about anything that looked like we were putting down the Bradys. And he often wanted to hold on to things that I didn't feel were as important. Once you get to that editing process, you know, there was about 40 minutes of this movie that ended up never in the movie.
So did you enjoy it?
I had a great time. I truly had a great time. And I say now, the thing that I really dread is that it'll be in print. I'll be Betty Thomas, parentheses, the Brady Bunch, for the rest of my life. I mean, as a director, as opposed to Betty Thomas, Hill Street Blues, Betty Thomas, Dream On. There's a number of things that would have been nice to have after my name now, to have the Brady Bunch. I don't know.
No, you will be a very Brady Betty Thomas.
There you have it.
You know, in some ways, I could say it's really lucky that you're directing now because there's so few roles for actresses over 35.
Yeah, my mother would say the same thing, but I don't know. I'm glad I took my moment in time and said what I really always wanted to do was direct, like everyone says, I suppose. But I was a visual artist from day one. I was a painter. I was a printmaker. I went to college in fine arts. I didn't ever think that I was going to be an actor, nor did I ever plan on it.
And I had that wonderful side event in my life that lasted, you know, I don't know, 15 years. And I didn't know, once I was in it, I didn't know if it would ever end again. But after Hill Street was the time to really make a jump, if I was going to make the jump. And I'm so happy I did it. I think you're right. Many of my friends are just, you know, devastated at what happens when you turn that big 4-0 and you're a woman and you're an actor.
And you're about 6 feet tall, so that might have been an impediment, too.
Well, it hasn't bothered Gina Davis.
Is she that tall?
Yeah, I think so. Huh. I was in a room with her once. We were both looking at each other pretty straight on. I don't know.
My guest is Betty Thomas. She's the director of the Brady Bunch movie. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, my guest is Betty Thomas. You got your start, I think of a lot of our listeners will know you as an actress from your part on Hill Street Blues, in which you played Lucy Bates. Now, I've read about you that you knew how to use a gun before you got the part. Did that help in playing the role?
No, not at all. Didn't have anything to do with it. Most of the guys on the show, most of everyone on the show, did, you know, never saw a gun before in their lives, in their hands anyway. I mean, and everybody got minimal, you know, here's how you hold it, here's how you shoot it. Or we all had minimal instruction on what to do. So, no, it didn't help at all. It was meaningless. The only thing it did was it gave me a great respect for guns, which some people on the show did not have.
When you were playing Lucy Bates in Hill Street Blues, did you have a sense that this was a kind of particularly important role to a lot of women because there were so few women playing roles like cops on TV at the time?
I remember saying once, I don't represent all women, and I certainly don't represent all women police officers, so I basically just represent this character that was created by Stephen Bochco, and I hope I represent her to the best of my ability, and I hope that I include part of who I am in the character, which thereby makes her real, if nothing else, or gives her some reality base. And that's what I miss from female characters, is a base of reality, something that I can relate to, some part of her that makes her feel, at least, or makes characters feel like they haven't been written by a man, which they usually have.
Well, your episodes were written by a man, weren't they?
Most of them. Uh-huh. Yes, most of them. Absolutely.
Were there things you had to change? Were there things that you said, this doesn't feel right. I don't think a woman would say this.
Very seldom.
There were good writers on that show.
There were excellent writers on the show. There was a female writer there for a while. I think her name was Karen Hall. And I think it was very difficult for her being the only female writer. They're a pretty male group of guys throwing footballs around and being guys. But there was one show where Lucy, it was a show where something was going on with an abortion clinic and there was a bombing or something. I mean, this was a long, long time ago. Interesting the way things haven't really changed much. And they had Lucy give this speech at one point where she, sort of a monologue, where she hinted at the fact that she felt it was a very personal choice whether you believed in it or didn't believe in it. The important thing was that it should be kept a private and personal choice. And it was so interesting that I that's the one time when I did want to talk to the writers, and David Milch had written that particular section of that episode, and I spoke with him, and he very courteously took all my notes and said, okay, let me think about it. And the next day he came back with a new scene and he had rewritten it based on what we had talked about. And I thought, how much more responsive could writers be? I mean, that was pretty much the way it was on Hill Street.
Are you still in touch with the people who also acted on Hill Street?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but or you maybe didn't notice, but when I did Midnight Caller, I hired Ed Marinaro to play the abusive husband. And
Ed Marinaro had been your partner on Hill Street.
Right. And so, and recently, Eddie called me in to congratulate me on the success of the Brady Bunch, and so did Bruce Weitz, and so did Charlie Haid. And Greg Hoblit wrote me a letter, and it's, you know, we see each other every once in a while. We don't see each other every week. We don't hang out together really, but I see Eddie once in a while, and Bruce and Charlie. And Charlie's a director now, so I do probably see Charlie more than anybody else.
You ever watch the reruns?
You know, I don't. I've seen them every once in a while. I know my mom watches them. And, I feel like Lucy went on with her career, and I went on with my career, and she's doing quite well. She's on TV all the time. And so am I. I'm doing well. I'm directing. And one thing she has under control is this aging thing. She looks very good for all these years.
She looks just like she used to.
She really does. Just about, anyway. I mean, I can tell a little bit that she's aged, but I've aged more than she has. I don't understand it.
Well, Betty Thomas, I thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Betty Thomas directed the Brady Bunch movie. This is Fresh Air.